Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The show is back. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. We are Afternoon Drive. We've got a Gardo sort of doubleheader. We've got the Cavs autopsy continuing. Big comments from Mary Kay Cabot and Joel Bitonio to lead off the show. But we got Mac Robinson on the board. Yes. We've got the Assassin's Apprentice. That's Anthony Alland. There's a lot of A's there. And S's.
That was bad.
Anthony Alland, Beyond the Glassy Knoll there. Katie Pollack on the 2020s. Apparently, you and I are unicorns.
Yeah, why is that?
We just found out that you, because Katie and I were talking, all of us were talking about, because Dan had said happy anniversary, because yesterday was Vanessa and my anniversary. And Katie was talking about how a couple friend of hers, they travel, and it's not uncommon for them to go 2 weeks without seeing each other.
And she was like, that's the key to the marriage.
Yeah. And I was okay. I was like, not for Vanessa and I. We're both tactile people. So like a huge key for us is like, whether it's sitting on the couch together and holding hands, or like when we go for walks, we hold hands, like just being around each other and just making physical contact with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Katie's response was as if that was a little alien. And then you had said you don't go for walks and hold hands.
We definitely turned her into the odd one in the situation because it's all about numbers.
And then moments afterwards, Keith came in and was like, "You guys hold hands with your wives when you go on walks?" And I'm like,
"Which I thought Keith always told me the mics were off when I didn't know he could hear.
You can hear what I say." Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Good cover up there. Yeah. As if I'm not paranoid enough about these mics in between the breaks. Okay. Good cover up.
But yeah, I mean, all right. Should we put this feels like a Twitter poll.
I don't think we're going to win this Twitter poll, if I'm being honest. But like, I don't know. I always hold hands with my wife when we go. Not if we go on like a mile walk or something like that.
Hiking,
at some point,
it's very hard to hike.
Well,
we're not holding hands.
We're not hiking people. We established that very early on in our dating. Because at the time, every person you met on any of the dating apps was always like, hiking, and we love hiking. And one of the first things we bonded over is like, we don't have to be hiking people. Yeah. And that's great for us. But if we go on like a mile walk, I'll hold her hand for maybe a couple blocks or so.
Yeah.
But we definitely hold hands.
216-474-0092. When you just go for a leisurely walk with your spouse, are you hand holders or not? Because I think right now we're split. You and me, hand holders. That didn't come out right. Keith and Katie, they do not hold hands with their spouses when they go for a walk.
Do you hold hands
Mac,
with
how
your...
about you? Do you hold hands with yourself while you go walking?
Oh. That was just mean.
Both low, man.
That was just mean.
We're 6 minutes into the show and you're already firing shots.
Let's hope that makes the open tomorrow.
Keith loved it, though. That was the most important part. You got to see a real life Keith laugh in person. Instead of wondering in the back, I'm like, that joke was just for Keith.
Yep.
Now you have to see it right in front of him.
I believe the season programmers say, know your audience. And my audience was right there.
Your audience just gave you a raise based off of that. So yeah.
We can always have the discussion. Did it help Nick more to be more free when Keith stopped being the producer because I didn't have the disapproving sphinx behind the glass? Or did it help me more because I didn't have somebody encouraging me to be the worst version of myself and pick on everybody? Either could be true. Either could be true.
You don't need encouragement.
That's true. I am evil enough on my own accord. How you doing, bud?
I'm good. It's a good day today.
It is. Oh, okay. It's a good day today, but I will admit that the topic we're about to start with, we almost need trigger warnings on this one, because anytime anything is commented on this player, it turns into Armageddon with Browns fans, and I totally get it. Because every time this fella is spoken, I don't know why I call him fella, but every time Deshaun Watson is spoken about, I also have agita. Like, this season to me, the 2025 season, is only pure if I don't have to think about, speak about, ponder the possibility of Deshaun Watson playing. And so Mary Kay Cabot, honestly, all Mary Kay did yesterday on Cleveland.com was pretty innocently just write about the fact that where Deshaun is in his rehab,
yeah.
Which to the people that took shots at Mary Kay, that's literally her job. He is under contract with the Cleveland Browns. He is one of the, I think, three highest paid members of the organization, football player wise. And he is rehabbing.
Yeah, so it's her job to make those type of, to get the dirt on it, find out what's happening.
And so I thought she did a great job. There were people who just because she, I don't know, it's like like saying Bloody Mary into the mirror three times. Like, apparently people treated it like that. But
Bloody Mary Kay.
I don't think that works. I think that's just if Mary Kay has a Bloody Mary and maybe has three of them. Right?
Mary Kay having a Bloody Mary.
Yeah. Ooh, gosh. That would be great. That'd be a great podcast.
You could do like a brunch with Mary Kay type thing, yeah. And then they serve Bloody Marys, and it's really on brand for what we're going for.
I think, Mary Kay, we only want 10% of your earnings on this, all right? Finder's fee. We'll call it that in perpetuity.
Sometimes I feel like things are so on the nose that it has to be created just for that moment.
I think this
is one of those moments.
This could be one of those moments. Yeah. And we have the video of it, so if it happens, Mary Kay, our lawyers, of which I have none, will be coming for you.
It's like doing a show on a boat with Travis Hunter. It was just too perfect that at some point we need to see it happen, but now we can't.
Can we call Gone Fishing?
Well, naturally.
We're going to love that.
Naturally. Yeah, people are going to eat that up.
And that's like, he's got a great smile, and then Nick and Jonathan, they got big smiles too. But we don't be on either side. Yes. He'd be the focal point.
Someone's getting the AI-generated photo of us and Travis Hunter doing that as we speak.
All right, send that to @NickWilsonSays, @JPeterlin, social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. But Mary Kay, expounding on her written piece, Cleveland.com, yesterday, was on with Midday Boys, Baskin and Phelps, earlier today, and said, it's over, but it's not over for Deshaun Watson in Cleveland.
Deshaun is absolutely invested and committed in being here. And I thought that was interesting. The rhetoric that we're getting on this whole thing, except for when Jimmy Haslam said that it was a big swing and a miss, the door is left open a crack that, maybe, just maybe, it's not 100% over yet for him here.
So I think that last part for Mary Kay, like, this is maybe just because it's kind of how I've been talking about it too. Like, I don't think the Browns really want anything to do with Deshaun at this point. It's no ill will. It's just there's just so many things that have happened that I just don't know how, as an organization, you can conceive him coming back from the last 3 years and where he is in his health. And the fact that you finally kind of have some daylight into the future, there's a light at the end of the tunnel with this contract. So there's just so much that has happened. But as long as that guy is getting paid, drawing a direct salary from the organization, is on an active contract, there is a threat that Deshaun Watson is going to play for the Browns at some point.
So I think the weird part for people is that you're finding out that he's throwing to Jerry Jeudy and he's throwing to David Bell and he's at the facility. Like, he's doing all his work there. We've seen all the Instagram posts. We know that he's very active, but like, he is, maybe just his delusion is seeping through that he believes that he's going to eventually play. Nick, I can't find a way that it actually happens. Now, remember a couple months ago, I definitely did it on some hits that I did, the idea that, like, maybe, just maybe, when it was Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett, I think this might have even been before Joe Flacco, it's like you get to the end of the season and maybe they just throw Deshaun in there because he's a body, and it just is what it is. But now that you have four quarterbacks in front of Deshaun, how do you get to a spot where he actually plays?
So I tend to think, like, we're thinking about this in the middle of May, where there's no real pressure. We're all kind of in the good vibe zones because the draft is over. Camp doesn't start for a while.
players are popping in and out with camps and, you know, mini camps and meetings. So we get to hear from them a little bit, but there's no real pressure right now, right? The pressure doesn't really begin until the season hits or till the lead up to the season. And even then, the real pressure for this organization doesn't hit until somewhere in the October-November range. So, like, that's where I start to envision a scenario where in some way you consider and ponder Deshaun's future and whether or not you have to go to him. And one thing that would have to happen, and I think you bring the just sheer numbers of this, one of the two veteran quarterbacks would have to be cut or traded.
Before we ever even get to the season.
Right,
like, so then we're down to three.
Yeah, so then we're down to three. And then I think what happens is whoever starts either gets benched or is injured, and then you're really down to two, and you're probably likely down to two rookies, and you're mired in it in a way that Kevin Stefanski or Andrew Berry or the two of them feel their job slipping away.
I mean, I guess you could never say never with the idea that maybe he'd be better as maybe he'd like serve as the backup in one of these scenarios where you're like, all right, we got the rookie out there, and then he's the backup that never actually even sees the field. Or maybe there's a rookie out there, but then if the rookie gets injured, then all of a sudden he just gets ushered into the game. Like, the only way I see it actually happening, though, is you just need a cavalcade of bad from the quarterback spot before we get there.
To me, I think it's less that a healthy Deshaun can play his way into the Browns quarterback situation. And I think it's just at some point earlier than expected, earlier than the Jalen Hurts, you got to figure out what he has in December and he shows you enough to go into the next year. Earlier than that, you have to be able to go and just be like, all right, we're halfway through a season and we just don't have a card to play other than this right now. Let's link back up. He knows the playbook. Like, he's healthy. Because, like, to me, it's so that's one part. The other part is
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Is just, I watched the guy throw a football last year and he just didn't have touch.
Right.
He didn't have the kind of touch that I think you need. And I'll be honest with you, maybe it's because I saw it with Cam Newton. Like, Cam Newton off the second shoulder surgery. Cam Newton didn't know if it was going 5 yards in front of him or 20 yards over him. And that's no disrespect. When Cam was healthy, insane arm talent. But like, that was Cam after the second shoulder surgery. I kind of feel like that's what I saw from Deshaun. I don't expect that. Unlike the knee injury with Chubb, I don't expect the shoulder injury to get better with Deshaun just because it's 2 years removed.
So that's what I wanted to ask you. Like, is there any way that he could just come out and look, you know, look so good that he basically forces his way onto the football field?
No. I think he has to look healthy, and they have to be desperate. I think this is a lot more about the Browns.
You think the health is just never going to be a factor with him?
Yeah. I think when the Browns, if the Browns get to that point of desperation, they'll look over and they'll go, oh, he still doesn't know where the ball's going. 10 yards or 20 yards.
Okay.
All right. I guess we just have to go to Logan Woodside. I don't know if he's still even in the NFL.
Because Deshaun's definitely training like he's going to have an opportunity with another team at some point, 2 years down the line, right? Like, and that's what this sells to me. This sells to me the idea that he's just trying to convince, kind of like Nick Chubb posting out all those videos on Instagram over the past 24 hours. He's once again back at it. That's what I get out of this Deshaun Watson deal, is that this isn't for the Browns. This is more for the other teams. So it seems like he's been doing something for 2 years by the time he actually gets to become back to being a free agent and having a chance to play somewhere else.
216-474-0092. Can a healthy Deshaun play his way into the Browns quarterback situation? Mary Kay says, never say never. And I think that's the right mentality to have. maybe this is just how I prepare for things that might upset me. I really think about, all right, how realistic is this? There's one scenario I can see happening. I'm going to keep that door open because I'd rather do that than what I think is, like, I think we should all be comfortable with the idea. They've got to know better. And then we also have to understand it's the Browns. There have been many times where they should know better, and they quite often don't. We got quick hits coming up at 2:40. We've got John Fanta, a proud papa, returning to the show now for the first time since his firstborn son entered the world. John Fanta at 3:20. We're testing last night. He's got some strong Cavs takes coming up then. Scott Braun, Foul Territory TV. We'll talk some Gardos, where he is with them. He was down on the Gardos even when they were going to the playoffs last year. We'll see if he's still, if he has maybe a better figure on that team than we do. We have Albert Breer potentially at 5:20. We'll get to the NFL owners setting to vote on a couple big things, including a ban of the tush push and reseeding in the playoffs. And we have some Cavs takes there and a little bit of Guardians takes as well leading into the doubleheader. But can a healthy Deshaun play his way into the Browns quarterback situation? And Deshaun, Kenny Pickett, the defense, Kevin, Andrew, everybody, it's all tied together for the 2025 Browns. I don't know that's a good thing. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.